Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you during the COVID-19 crisis. Today, our special guest is our dear friend and prophet, Cindy Jacobs. Our co-host today is Mondo de la Vega, Maricela Woodall. I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from her home in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, here's your host, Lori Baker.
Yay! Well, thank you, everybody out there. It's so great to have you. We are back here in Pastor Jim Baker's. We are in our home office. The parsonage is where we live. This is where we study. This is where he gets the word from the Lord a lot down here. We've been coming to you so many I don't even know how long it's been now. Like this COVID-19, coronavirus, I call it the plague, whatever. This thing has been going on for so long. I've lost track of how many days that I should probably get my calendar out, how many days we've taped from here. But it's great to have you with us. Maricela, thank you for being here.
Thank you. So wonderful to be here.
She runs the ministry behind the scenes, and now she's in front of the scenes with us. Isn't it something? I love having her right next to me. And I have Mondo de la Vega back in the house. But we are excited today. We have Cindy Jacobs with us, and you are not going to to miss one word of what she has to say. By the way, Jim, sorry, I just live with him 24/7. I'm sorry I forgot to share with you, Jim. He's doing good. He's resting right now. I told you he was going to rest for the next few weeks. And that's exactly what he's doing. Right. He's resting. I'm a wonderful, if I might not say so, like myself, I'm pretty good. I'm like the person that everybody wants next to their bedside, whether they're in the hospital. My cousin Pat always goes, nobody better than you, having you, whether one of my kids.
Probably the greatest assistant you ever had to yourself.
Yes. You know I am. I have to say so. I must say. But you know what? Because I enjoy it. I love it. Yeah. I love taking care of people and helping them. And actually just kind of comes natural to me. So it's kind of the way that God made me that
way. He looks so good. You know that? I walked in on Friday and you can tell people when they're going through something in the eyes.
Yes.
And his eyes just look so at peace, decompressing from all the pressure that has been going on.
That's what he's
but
doing.
You have to understand, you guys have not rested, including all of us, since last 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I mean, our life just took up, right? Yes. The roller coaster just took off. And then we started getting ready for his birthday. 8-hour celebration. I mean, like, how do you celebrate a man that has lived for 80 years and has made an impact in people's lives, but you haven't rested all last year, then the beginning of this year?
Just want to give you that quick update that Jim is doing great. He's resting, and we're here, and we have some great guests. And like I said today, we have Cindy Jacobs, and in a minute, I'm going to introduce Cindy. Cindy is really has a very deep place in my heart, and one of the few people in this world that I would actually pick up the phone and call and feel like I'm not bothering her, but to pray and to intercede.
Right. Yes.
And I adore her and Mike, and they stand with this ministry in a massive way, not just in prayer, but in deed as well. Believe me when I say that. We do have a new announcement. I was waiting for Jim, but I guess I can't wait anymore. Maricela came to me today. She said, Mom, you need to share with the partners because Dad will want, you know, he's going to want you to do this.
Yes.
About a new family member that's come into our lives as of recent. And I'm going to let Ricky and Brooke Baker introduce you to our newest family member.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. It's Ricky and Brooke.
And we wanted to introduce to you the newest member of the Baker family, Jacqueline Baker.
Yes, this is little Jacqueline Baker. She is just 1 week old right now. And as all you parents out there know, we think she's just the cutest and the best baby that's ever lived. But you know what? She's been nothing but a blessing in our life. We're not getting much sleep right now, but you know what? It's totally worth it because we absolutely love her. So Mom and Dad, we want to thank you for giving us a moment on the show to introduce little Jacqueline Baker. And to the partners that are watching this right now, we want to thank you so much for your support of the ministry. As you've heard me say 100 times, and I'll say it 100 more times, we wouldn't be here broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for your donations, and it wasn't for your prayers. We cover your prayers more than you'll ever know. So thank you guys for watching the Jim Baker Show, and thank you for meeting little Jacqueline Baker.
Aww, we love her.
Yes.
Oh,
amazing.
I was zooming with them, and yes. that baby was just, she was yes. just a few minutes, like a minute old. And I'm just watching her. I'm analyzing her. I'm speaking yes. life into
Amen.
Her. I loved the kids know that when I'm typically in the delivery rooms when the kids are having their babies. So if I'm not, and you know, I'm doing a show or something, but that seriously, and I said, can I speak into her right now? I was able just to speak into her little spirit.
Yes.
And then after that, I came into the other room, and there, Jim was there. And I go, honey, the kids are on Zoom. And so he Zoomed with them, and he had a word for this little girl that God had given
yes.
him
yes.
for this new little family member, mm-hmm. our newest grandchild.
Yes.
So that makes, how many do we have now?
14.
14, thank
yes.
you, Nana. 14 grandchildren.
We're trying to keep track of that.
Yes, and we are blessed. That's what,
right.
you know, children are a blessing
That's
of the
right.
Lord.
Amen.
And we are so blessed to have a lot of kids and a lot of grandkids. And sometimes it gets a little confusing, even in my brain. I'm kind of like, God, how many are there? But
yes.
she's beautiful, Jacqueline Bell Baker.
Yes.
So we are so excited to have her. We can't wait to touch her and hold her. And, mm-hmm. and either they get down to us or somehow we get to see them. I don't know how it's all going to work in this, but God knows. He always makes a way.
That's
so
right.
I'm excited about that. And Mondo,
yes.
I have been keeping up with the news. And of course, you guys are the massive news watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And I see all the
so
reports
much.
Coming through nonstop that you mm-hmm. send on my phone. Plus, I'm a news watcher by just
yeah.
you know, nature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been seeing so much news lately about
absolutely.
The food shortages.
Yeah.
And will,
yes.
will you share?
No, absolutely. You know, I want to start with this piece of news because it's important to understand mm-hmm. the attacks that this ministry has gone through and we're going through right now are more than real. And if you don't realize that the warfare that is taking place to take Christian television out of the way is here today. I'm yeah. going to read you this news, and then I want to, if you can give us an update on what's going on with the ministry mm-hmm. and all that, because this news came in last night. Samaritan's Purse gets booted from Central Park a day after New York City Councilman Vile's message. This is what the message said. Sources told local media the decision was due in part to Samaritan's Purse's Christian beliefs.
Mm.
I quote, sources tell me a decision was made to sever ties after controversy over the group's religious views on a specific group. I'm not even going to name the group, but the whole reason why Samaritan's Purse was booted out, kicked out, thrown out, however you want to put it, out of Central Park for helping people was all due because of their Christian beliefs.
Mm.
Now, this belief system that we also have has come under attack by a group that has targeted the Jim Baker Show ministries, not only this ministry, but other ministries as well. But they have, you know, literally created a disruption in our ministry. And CBN has done an amazing report a few days ago regarding the group that has literally attacked this ministry. And we're not going to stop. And I got to tell you something. You mentioned something before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank all the broadcasters, all the networks that are standing with this ministry today.
Yes.
People like
yes.
Daystar. Thank you so much, Joni
and
Marcus Lamb,
yes,
for standing right. with this ministry, with standing with Pastor Jim and
yes.
Lori and our partners. Also CTN
that's right.
standing with us. Can you yeah. give us an yeah. update on what's going
That's
on?
Right. Yes, and as you mentioned, you know, Bob and Jane, you know, those two networks, they have reached out to us directly, you know, and they've told us that they're standing with us, that they're praying for us on behalf, because we do know, you know, we recognize it for what it is, and we know that we are truly battling, you know, spiritual warfare. This isn't just something that's happening in the natural. This is a battle that is taking place within the spirit. You know, we are so many ministries, as you saw Brigitte Gabriel, and organizations who stand firm for what they believe in and for religious freedom. You know, Mike Evans, we have so many ministries reaching out to us right now who are literally telling us, we are experiencing persecution right now. We are being attacked. You know, and so right now, you know, this isn't just happening to the Jim Baker Show, but their goal is that if they can silence the church, then they have won the battle. And so it's so important for us right now to recognize and to expose. You know, I believe the Lord tells us to expose those who do evil in my name's sake, because he says many will come in my name saying I am Christ and do and trying to do good, but in all reality, you know, they are trying to take down the church. They are trying to persecute the church. And so that's what we're fighting. This isn't a battle of flesh and blood. This is in the spiritual realm. And so I want to encourage you today, because you're dealing with it in your own personal life as well. You know, the same attacks that are coming to these ministries, the Lord says that we will be persecuted for his name's sake. And so, you know, today, this ministry, we are fighting for our life. But I love, you know, what you say, Mom, and, you know, the encouragement that you always tell Dad. You know, you always speak to Dad and you say, but we will stand firm.
Yeah.
We will stand on the word.
That's right.
And we will continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world, you know, and that's where we're sitting right now. And, you know, Mondo, as you mentioned, you know, the warfare, you know, it's been a warfare of words. You know, the deception and the lies that have been put out there that have literally, it's a smear campaign against this ministry to try and deceive those who don't know any better, or they don't see all the information and the behind the scenes of what's taking place. You know, and we're literally fighting for our lives as a ministry. You know, as you know, we have made a statement. We have said, you know, Faithful America, you know, the words that have come against this ministry, the lies regarding a product that we have offered for over 10 years in our ministry. You know, our heart, Pastor Jim's heart has always been to provide products that could be a benefit to our partners, that could help our partners, you know, and it has literally one statement that was taken out of context that has literally become a lie in the media has truly, you know, gotten to the point where our networks are taking us off the air, people. Mm-hmm. You know, I literally sit here and in all the meetings that I sit here and say, this isn't about a product. No. This is about silencing the church.
Absolutely.
And taking our religious freedom away from us.
Absolutely. And a petition was taken up from this group to remove the Jim Baker Show from platforms like, you know, Daystar, you know, DirecTV, Dish Network. Those are the platforms that this ministry relies on so can watch the program, so you can hear the voice of the prophets, so you can support this ministry. If they take us off the air, what happens? The support stops. And listen, without your help, we're not going to be able to survive. So this petition was taken up and it's being passed around. Only several thousand people have signed this, but the pressure and the fear that they have caused to networks that are afraid that they're going to be fined or taken off their own platform.
That's right.
They're afraid for their lives, but we need to have a backbone. We need to stand together. Therefore, I said it earlier, we need to thank people like Daystar and CTN and Bob DeAndre to be able to have that backbone and say, you know what, Pastor Jim and Lori, we're standing with you.
That's right.
All of the partners that are standing with us and calling the networks, keep calling. Tell them that you want this program on the air. Support this vision that, you know, Pastor Jim has had for over the years to bring the prophets to the Jim Baker Show, and let us know. Now, there's a petition also that was started by other pastors to save the Jim Baker Show.
That's right.
Yes. Now, we can support that.
You can
support that. Where can we find this petition?
Yes, if you go to www.savejimbakershow.com, you can find the petition there. You can sign the petition on behalf of the ministry. And that petition says that you want to keep Jim Baker Show broadcasting.
And most of all, what you can do to help us stay on the air is give a donation to the ministry.
Yes, yeah.
You got to do it the old-fashioned way, which I kind of like going back to the old-fashioned way. I'm still kind of old-fashioned in that way, where you can send in to us a check, or you can call us
with
a check. It's electronic check. It's super easy. But you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you can send or call us at 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to jimbakershow.com website, and you can also do an electronic version that way as well, and they will walk you through it super easy. And so I just say, if you, in behalf of Jim and myself and this ministry that God has called us to do, And I know within this ministry, I know the call of God on our lives. I know what we're called to do, to be Jim's a watchman for these last days. And he has been preparing people and for years and years and years. When people, when even preachers made fun of us and said, look, at there's Jim Baker getting people with food. And that's okay. You know, it's whatever they want to. But guess what? It doesn't seem so crazy now, does it? Doesn't seem so crazy, all this, now that we're living in this new COVID world. Doesn't seem so crazy, all the stuff that he had, that God showed him 25 plus years ago, if not even longer. And then he came out of prison and he started saying, this is what we've got to do. We've got to warn the people. He's a watchman. Watchmen warn people. And he wouldn't say it, but he's a prophet. The reason I can say that is because everything he ever has said has come true in the almost 22 years that I've known him now and been married to him. So from the smallest things to the biggest of things. So I'm just asking for your support. Any donation at all that you send to the ministry, every penny counts. It, be it large, be it small. We, if you don't have money right now, we understand. A lot of people are on unemployment. But, you know, I got a letter from somebody the other day. And you know what they did? I kind of felt bad. But at the same time, I'm like, God, I got to let them do this. And if I told you their names, you would know who they are. I actually got a text, is what it was, and saying that we just gave out of our unemployment because the whole family was laid off. Wow. And they just donated out of their unemployment. No product, no anything. They just knew that they needed to stand with this ministry. They want to keep this. They're out in the New York area. They're out in the tar. They're out where it's get, where this COVID has hit hard. And so they see the reality of what's been going on. So all that to say, stand with us, pray with us. And we know that with God, all things are possible. And with your help, but it takes us all together. And we're willing, and we'll come down to this studio every single day until it's this thing's lifted and we're able to go back to the big studio. But we'll be down here faithfully every day with you, with the prophets of the day, with the generals of the day. Literally, when I say prophets, we have Cindy Jacobs on today. Literally, when I say generals, we have General Boykin on the next day. Well, literally, when I say generals, we have Hank and Brenda Kuhneman on, and they're generals in God's army. Let me tell you what, you better get ready. This is, and we've had the greatest guests already. Like, this has been a whole new world for everybody, Skyping with each other in each other's home offices, in each other's offices at their ministries. It's been kind of exciting to see that we could all connect without even having to be together in person, even though I'd love to hug Cindy right now. But I know she's with us in person. Now, real quick on the news, you know, before we get to Cindy.
You know, Dad has always, you know, taught us Matthew 24.
Yes.
If there was a season that Matthew 24 is here now.
That's right.
Listen, open your Bible up. I'm not going to preach to you. I'm just going to, you know, review what Dad has taught us about the times that we're in right now. In Matthew 24:7, it says, nations will fight against other nations. Right now, we're seeing China. Let me just give you this brief update on what's going on with China and the world. U.S.-China blame game over COVID-19 heats up. China has questions to answer over the coronavirus outbreak, UK minister says. The next, now this is the key, because this is what's going to be happening in the next few days as we're seeing Matthew 24 develop, is this. Nations will fight against nations. Kingdoms will fight against other kingdoms. And as this development with China being blamed in the blame game is what they're calling it, going back and forth is heating up, where the UK, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United States are blaming each other. And no one wants to, you know, be the king of the blame game. So what's going to happen? They're going to blame each other. And the conversation is heating up. Then the next one, there will be times when there's no food for people to eat. This is here. This is right now, not in Africa, not only in Pakistan, but here in the United States. This is the headline right now. Food lines a mile long in America's second wealthiest state. This made me think of Heidi Baker warning of a famine coming to the United States that will affect even the wealthy communities.
But I saw bread. Remember this? I saw bread lines, soup kitchens, and I saw people wearing beautiful clothing. Their clothing was not worn out. Now in my nation, when people are hungry, you can tell. I mean, they're in shredded rags. They don't have shoes, or they have flip-flops. Most of them, no shoes. They're hungry. They know they're hungry. They come for food, not because they're beggars, but because they're hungry. But in this vision that I had, that was in your nation, my nation, and I saw this this bread line, long bread lines, and I said, Lord, I don't think that's popular to say in a church, especially one that's all about revival and victory and power. And I didn't want to see what I saw, but I saw what I saw. So I was so undone that I just said what I saw. And I saw all these people. They had fancy cars, beautiful 4x4s and Lexus, Mercedes, BMWs, Toyotas. There they were, fancy, shiny cars, and they're standing in line. And when I said what I said about worrying, the worriers turned into worshiping warriors. The worriers turned into worshiping warriors. I said, why are they so well dressed and standing in this line? He said, because it's a suddenly. They're suddenly in need of food. They're suddenly in need of food. I said, what are we to do? He said, tell them that what you see in Mozambique, they will see in America with the signs and wonders and miracles. That they will see it on their soil. They will see what I do. Now, what is it? What does he do? For one thing, he puts peace in you in the midst of the storm.
Now, this line of her prophecy got me. He says, watch out when you start seeing minivans in line, but you also start seeing Jaguars and Lexuses. Well, guess what? And this right here, in this headline, in Egg Harbor, the long lines of Accords, Elantras, Odyssey minivans, and even lone black Jaguars are being formed. People waiting to have their food be donated to them. Never before. In Honolulu, Hawaii, a sign of the times, food distribution sites slammed with long lines. Thousands of people wait in line for hours for food on one of the islands in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Food bank lines stretch for miles as desperate Americans struggle amid economic crisis. CBS News, pandemic puts strain on people relying on food banks. We're starving, one of the people said. But we're not the only ones. Mm. The New York Times is saying this. It's people, people, people as lines stretch across America.
Wow. Wow.
This is another headline. A third of New York City food pantries have closed. Mm. When you talk about famine in the land, this is the food shortage that we're seeing right now. One of the most famous restaurants, Wendy's location, faced possible supply shortage as the nation's meat supply chain struggles. COVID-19 meat shortages could last for months. World Health Organization warns that countries could face food shortages due to the virus travel restrictions. This is another headline. I'm giving you a lot because these are not the headlines that you're reading every single day.
Yes.
Matthew 24 is here.
We're
living inside of a prophetic word, probably one of the most important prophetic words ever given, because it was given by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes. And this just came out recently, going on with the famine right here. This is Tyson Food. We all know it's the major meat processor. It's major for the literally foundation of our meats that go to our restaurants, our grocery store. But this is what Tyson is saying. The food supply chain is breaking. That's the headline. Tyson Foods is warning that millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain as the coronavirus pandemic pushes food processing plants to close, leading, this is their words, leading to product shortages in grocery stores across the country.
Wow.
Yeah. Right there, from their own words, you would think literally that they're reading the word of God and they're speaking to it. But this is the famine that Dad has been speaking about that is going to come. Absolutely. Because the word of God is truth.
Yes.
So famine is coming and we have to prepare.
That's right.
You know, we for many years, we have been preparing you, those of you who watch every single day, you're faithful to this ministry. We've been preparing you.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two more. One of them, just to go alongside with what you're saying. coronavirus pandemic will cause global famine of biblical proportion, the UN is warning. These are not Christian news. This is, you know, world news talking about This is the big one for me, is when you start realizing that what's happening around the world all at once is where you have to start paying attention. Earthquakes.
Yeah.
Power outages and damages reported after a 5.4 earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico over the weekend. Mm-hmm. A powerful 6.0 magnitude earthquake rattles Japan. A 6.0, this is not 2.0, 6.0 magnitude earthquake hits Crete, Greece. Another earthquake, 5.9 magnitude earthquake hits Taiwan. This is another one. This is our hometown. Earthquake 3.4 quake near Fontana in Northern California. Los Angeles rattled by another magnitude 3.3 earthquake and is heating up, folks. This is amazing. They're watching the Ring of Fire so close for this one reason. Yellowstone volcano. Why shock discovery hints at super eruption much sooner than thought? Yellowstone volcano scientists fear there could be much less time to prepare for the next super eruption than previously thought. As the pressure is gathering these fault lines, these earthquakes are creating such pressure on this super volcano that they're saying, the scientists are saying, there's not going to be any time to prepare if the big one hits.
That's right.
I'm giving you these headlines just to warn you, just to keep understanding the times that we're in right now. And Dad always said this words. Suddenly, watch the suddenlies all at once.
Yes. In many places.
So when you're seeing the suddenlies take place, suddenly volcanoes are taking place, suddenly earthquakes are taking place, suddenly the pandemic is going at the same time. When you start seeing all these things happening all at once, the Bible in Matthew 24 warns the birth pains.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
The beginning of sorrows is where we are.
That's
and it talks about earthquakes in various places. And like Mondo said, get out Matthew 24 and read it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And it'll just, it's what the disciples asked Jesus before he was to return. It's all right here. And it says all of this is going to happen before he comes. And so we are living in it. We're literally living in it. This is an exciting time to be alive because we get to help usher in the coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, these things start happening, then look up because your redemption draweth nigh. We're going to go through harder things than even this. This is just the beginning of sorrows. We're here.
You know, there's a prophet in Charisma News right now. I almost pulled it out, but she's warning that this is not over yet. There's more coming.
That's right.
And it's, again, this is just to get you to prepare your home.
That's
if I was you, listen, don't
you
be
go.
Afraid to prepare with food.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Do you know that over the weekend, I could not get meat in my local market where I usually go? They told us we're not able to get none. We are out for 3 weeks. And I'm
happening.
Going, meat? Locally is gone. We're not able to get meat. But you know what my kid said? Dad, thank you for preparing. Thank you for for Grandpa Jim and Grandma Lori they have, you know, given us food to eat.
Yes.
That peace of mind to know that your kids are not going to go hungry is priceless.
It is.
And I want to tell you something. The food is not going to last long.
So we have this one that you're holding, that motto, the Minuteman. I love the Minuteman. And I just received a letter from a friend the other day that literally wrote a letter out and said, I already ordered one food, and she doesn't have a lot of money. She's a widow lady. And lives all by herself, and she says, I don't have a lot of money, which I knew that already. She didn't have to tell me. But she ordered the Minuteman, this one right here, and she just placed her second order because she ate the first one. She loved it that much. It was that good. It's that good.
I'm telling you, this is going to be worth every penny that you're investing in this product. This
so
right here, the Minuteman, it has Kit A. Maple brown sugar oatmeal, vanilla protein shake, creamy mashed potatoes. On the second kit, which is kit B, again, you're going to have maple brown sugar oatmeal, chocolate protein shake, cheesy chive mashed potatoes, and then two more kits. So that's 2, 4, 6 kits, plus water, plus utensil sets, straws. That right there is all worth it. For a donation of $115 to the ministry, shipping and handling is included. You're going to get the water. Now, we substituted the pouches to the cans.
That's right.
Now,
yes.
Why did we do that?
Yes, and that's the 30-year shelf life cans, and that's so that you could hydrate. You know, I love how we put this kit together. It's so that you are literally ready to go. You can put it into your vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, we always say keep it in your vehicle. Yep. Keep it where you might end up.
Yeah, you know
at.
For a fact that you saw
yes.
mine the other night.
Oh, I saw
right?
it. Absolutely.
She's like, Mom, you do. But you now, actually do have it in here.
That's I go, right. That's and I do want to tell you, you know, Augustin Farms, they finally. We've been praising God for this. They've been waiting for weeks, had been waiting on ingredients to arrive. The ingredients have arrived, so they are literally shipping out thousands of orders this week, and we're prayfully going to get caught up here in the next week or two. And so now is the time to get your food, the Minuteman, as Mondo said, and that also includes the cans of water to hydrate the food. Six. No cooking necessary, so this is just truly ready to go. And that's for a donation to the ministry of $115 to keep us on the air. And, you know, I always like to remind people is, you know, when you give to the ministry, when you order this Minuteman, you know, the proceeds are going to keep us on the air to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
So you're partnering with us, but I love the heart of Pastor Jim. He
yes.
always wants to help you.
He does.
He always wants to put a tool in your hands to make sure that you are prepared. And so today that's the Minuteman 24-hour emergency meal kit. We also do still have the buckets as well. It's our meal extender buckets, mm-hmm. and that's a 4-gallon rice bucket. That's the 4-gallon pinto bean bucket and the 4-gallon oat bucket. Those are truly the staples to help extend your meals mm-hmm. during this time. And that's for a donation of $255, which also includes the shipping and handling to the ministry. But those are your basics. Mm-hmm. Now's the time. I just told John, my husband, I said, we need to make sure we have enough. I literally, this weekend, we said, yeah. we started looking at all of our stuff. Let's make sure we have enough for 3.5 years
Good.
To make sure our family is taken care of.
The food buckets are a 30-year shelf life.
Yes.
The Minuteman is 25 years.
Yes.
Again, that gives you the peace
That's
of mind.
Right. Amen.
Call us right now. We have other options that we don't have time to talk about.
Yes.
The generators, as the power outages That's are right. going bananas across the country.
Yes.
The weather is crazy.
That's right.
So again, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Find other supplies there to be able to give you a peace of mind during
yes.
the storm.
All righty then. I wonder, Cindy. Cindy, are you still there? Thank you for
I'm
your patience.
Here.
Cindy Jacobs is the founders of Generals International. She is also the author, you know, she's an amazing author and
yes.
speaker and teacher with a heart for discipling nations in the
yeah.
areas of prayer and prophetic
That's right.
gifts. Cindy is absolutely incredible. Her and her husband, Mike, make sure give Mike our love, Cindy. Her and her husband, Mike, they truly are voices, a prophetic voice to all nations. And she's a best-selling author of the book, Possessing the Enemy. And she also has, I know, The Voice of God. She's got so many different books. I happen to have a few of them here at my house with me. But she also was the one who put together this amazing Woman of Destiny Bible. Many years ago, I was so honored, Cindy, when you put this Bible together back in the day with Thomas Nelson Publishers, and I was asked, I think it was around the year 2000, and I was asked to be a part of the Bible, writing a little, what did you call it, Cindy? A devotion, whatever. Anyways, I got two verses that you guys gave me to write on, and I did. One was Isaiah 1:18. The other was Micah 7:8. Now listen to this. I just got to throw this out there, Cindy. We're going to start talking, though. It says in Micah 7:8, which I was asked to write on, which I did. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. And then I wrote a devotion. Cindy Jacobs, thank you for being a voice of God. Thank you for speaking into our lives personally.
Yes.
Thank you for standing. You and Mike have stood with Jim and myself for many, 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 many years. And I remember first meeting you in person. I even have the pictures to prove it. I'm going to have to find it and take a picture and send it to you. Bill Hammond's church. We were down there. We were actually living there. That's when I first, and you were preaching at this big conference, and Jim and I just happened to be there. And I remember you were preaching, and you know what you were preaching on? It was the first time I ever heard anybody preach on this. you were preaching on the spirit of Leviathan. And I was blown away. And this is before we adopted you guys. This is before we got the kids. So it was just Jim and myself, and Mondo was around somewhere. I don't know. You were down there somewhere. We were in the panhandle of Florida. But I heard you preach on the spirit of Leviathan. And it stirred me up so much that I went and put my own message together on the spirit of Leviathan. And Jim, we've been preaching on the spirit of Leviathan ever since you were the very first person.
Yes.
And I am so honored that you stand with us. But first of all, I want to ask you a question about this. You called the other day and gave Jim a word. And you said the enemy is trying to take him out. Little did you know that that day he literally was trying to take him out until I talked with you and said, Cindy, he did. He tried to take him out. And you started praying. And you had no idea what was going on.
That's right.
And you started praying and interceding. You were just driving in your car, right? And God gave you a word. And so do you think that Jim has been targeted by the enemy?
I absolutely do. As I said, I was driving along and it was like I had to call Jim right away. I knew something was terrible. I mean, the feeling was it was like death, you know, like trying to take him out. And I thought, oh, I got to find out how he is. Something's wrong. And so I called. It was really, and I texted Jim and I said, do you want to talk? And I was so shocked when I got a call back. And then I found out all the stuff that was happening with him, you know, so I, you know, I don't know what you shared with the people, you know, about his health, but yeah, I mean, it was just, it was horrible. And he has stood up to so many things in his life, but this attack right now, you know, and I knew, you know, the Lord really showed me that a lot of this attack was about the new network and the new studio getting done, and that, you know, that Satan doesn't want, especially a whole network that the prophets can speak on. You know, the prophets aren't welcome a lot of places, and there are some other networks that welcome, but this was for the prophets and to hear the word of the Lord. And that's pretty remarkable. And so I also was thinking, if you let me just digress a moment, when Mondo was sharing, you know, people have said, oh, you know, to me through the years, that Jim Baker, you know, just about survival food or whatever. And I said, I have some, and I'm glad I have some.
That's right. Amen. We're getting a lot of calls and texts and emails from leaders, from leaders saying, thank God I had some. And you know, Cindy, the crazy thing is, we're getting calls. We started getting calls when this whole coronavirus started happening, the COVID, all that. We started getting calls from leaders, which I'll never say their names. Only Jim and I know. I'll never say them, but literally calls from massive Christian leaders asking us for food because they weren't prepared. When this attack came upon Jim, and I'm talking about the ministry, and when I talk about the attack that came from this organization to try to shut our voice, the very first person, I saw people's responses, different leaders' responses to us, and the one that stuck out to me immediately, Cindy, was yours. You said, I believe that this attack that has come against the ministry to silence your voice is because you prophesied, Jim, and that you were building the voice of the prophets, a platform for the prophets to speak. And I said, that's exactly what it is. By myself, I'm in my room alone, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what it is. That's why he wants to stop this, because we have to hear from the prophets.
Right.
They are the ones that go before us and speak to us. Cindy, will you just start ministering to us now?
Yeah, you know, this is when we look at the Hebrew year, it's like the voice, the year of the voice. And so it's very interesting that in building right now, what you and Jim are trying to do, Pastor Jim, is you are working on letting the prophets speak. And historically, you know, it's just incredible. I mean, it's not that other networks don't have prophets speak, but this is for the prophets. I mean, you're looking for prophets, you're doing prophetic roundtable, you are really going for it. And Jim is, I remember when he gave the word on New Year's, and it was such a strong word and how he struggled with giving it. Well, now we're living it. We're living that word. So, you know, it came to pass. And it's very interesting as we talk about, you know, needing to support. I just want to tag team on that. Of course, Mike and I are, we're going to send a gift too. We can't come without sending a gift. And I just want to say to everybody, look, Jim and Lori and this network have stood for us for a long, long time. And so now they need us. They need us to help them. And, you know, like, so we're living by faith with our ministry too right now. We're not traveling, you know, we're doing things with many, many things, but we're not receiving the love offerings in. But, you know, I know a Bible verse that says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging for bread. And so, you know, I know that as I plant seed into this, and what are you trying to do? You're trying to help people. Like, I mean, you know, when you, you know, make this food available, you know, this isn't junk food, you know, this is good stuff, you know. And so, you know, I just want to tell everybody, look, just help. You know, I also know, I have seen them be on the air and so to organizations fighting human trafficking, you know, orphanages, just money that frankly, I know you needed, but just sow it, just give it. I mean, so this is a life that Jim and Lori Baker live. You know, they don't just ask for funds, they give funds. And so, and this is a time, frankly, I mean, they need it. And think about Lori too. You know, she's, you know, standing up, you know, going on. And Jim needed to rest. He was exhausted, you know, and that's one thing I called, you know, to say, look, let your brain rest. You know, there's a reason your brain is misfiring. Let it rest. You know, but in the meantime, Mondo and Marisol and Lori and Lori and the whole team, they're working overtime. So give prayer. I mean, really, yeah. Let's be a family. We can't just talk about being a family and not help each other. And these are times of persecution. And so, you know, we can't, if we don't stand up for them, what if somebody persecutes us? Well, who's going to stand up for you? You know, this reminds me of, you know, Hitler and the Jews and, you know, was it Niemöller? I'm trying to think who said this, but, you know, that, you know, they came for the Jews, I did nothing. They came for the Catholics, I did nothing and whatever. And then it says, and finally they came for me and there was no one to speak up. Well, you might say, oh, Cindy, for us today, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't count. Well, listen, I want to tell you, there are places in America where people are having to register as they go into church. This is outrageous.
Yes.
Absolutely outrageous. You know? And so there is something happening, and Satan is trying to take advantage of this COVID-19 situation that we're in. And, you know, I'm going to talk about Leviathan too, but I want to say that, you know, you might say, well, you know, we can't prove that it's really Matthew 24. Well, listen, guys, it's got to happen sometime. You know what I mean? We do have all the signs. So we can't just brush this aside. You know, it is very possible that we are in the Matthew 24 season. And we are also in a great time of harvest that is very exciting. I mean, like, you know, God gave me this word that we're entering into a Pentecost to Pentecost. And in fact, you know, that God's going to give miracles, so many miracles. I know when I spoke as part of the Send Brazil, we had 3.1 million people listening. you know, and there was like 6,000 saved that day. Well, that's a double Pentecost, you know, so there's good things. There's good things happening. I mean, we're going to enter a season of miracles, but Satan, it's Revelation 12. Satan has come down with great wrath, knowing his time is short. Somebody has to say it. Somebody has to have the courage to say, let's look at Matthew 24. Somebody has to have that courage. And so, you know, I just want to stop this minute and say, look, if you're watching and this, you need to be saved. This is your time to come to the Lord. Because when the Lord returns, there's not, you know, that's going to be it, you know. And so all you need to do is ask Jesus into your heart and ask him to forgive your sin. And, you know, we're not here to be mean, we're here to warn you. We're here to say that God wants to rescue you in this time. And also that he can multiply food. I've seen food multiplied on different occasions. I mean, I haven't even asked for it every time, but I mean, have Lori, you ever seen food multiply?
Yes, I absolutely have. I'll never forget as long as I live. My first time was in El Salvador, in San Salvador.
Yeah.
And it was, my girlfriend Susan, should have her on the show, should have her drive over here. She lives close. We were together. I'm like, look at this, trying to feed all these little kids. We don't have enough food, and we watch the food multiplied right before our eyes.
Amen.
Yeah, God does that. You're right, Cindy. Yes, ma'am. I sure have.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen that happen. I have prayed for people and used, you know, like really pouring oil on their heads. And I've seen the bottle fill up over and over and over. I mean, I've seen this happen. So, you know, we don't want to get you in despair. We are supernatural, but yet we have to warn. And so that's the balance of all that, right? And like tonight, we have a prayer call with all our 50 states, and we're praying over the agriculture and the farming of the whole nation and the ranching. And, you know, we're praying over the economy state by state. So we're doing our part. But I mean, I don't want you to get in fear. I want you to get in faith. But I do want you to be prepared. Yeah, I want you to have oil in your lamps, okay? You know, don't be like the foolish virgin. You've got to have oil in your lamps.
But in the spirit, when you're called and when you're a prophet and when you're a watchman on the wall, like Jim is, then we have to stay on the air for such a time as this. This is the reason he's been born, for this moment.
That's right.
For this moment.
Yes.
And he's 80 years old, and he's, believe me, get ready. He's resting his brain. Cindy told him, you need to rest your brain, Jim. You need to rest your brain. You need to sleep. I heard you over the phone. I'm like, Cindy, Jim says to me all the time, Lori, you need to go to sleep because you're so wired that you're just going all the time. You need to sleep. Sleep is healing. You need to sleep. And then I heard Cindy saying it to Jim. Jim, you need to sleep. You need to rest your brain. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So Jim's always telling me that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I hear Cindy telling Jim this. And I'm like, this is something, you know, what God is full circle bringing around. And so all that to say is we do need your support. And you know what? We love your letters. Now, what I do get to read is all of your wonderful letters. I get to read your emails. So does Jim. The staff, you know what they make sure and do? They copy everything off, because we save your original ones. They copy everything. So we get all these beautiful letters from you. Sometimes I'll get the actual letter. I read every single one of your Christmas cards every year. I've done it for a year, every year since I've known Jim. And I'm talking thousands of Christmas cards. Sometimes it takes me typically till February to get through them all, but it's so encouraging. You're the best, most faithful, wonderful partners any ministry has ever had. I can tell you that right now. I hear you. I read what you say. I read them to Jim out loud. We'll sit in bed sometimes and I'll just read, you know, letters to him, encouraging letters. I mean, I'm talking all year long, year after year after year, because you are the most faithful partners.
Yes.
And just what you have shown us these past, several weeks since this situation's been going on. You have written us, you've encouraged us, you sent checks in, and it has been an amazing blessing. And I pray that you continue to stay with us. And whatever the Lord's will is, it will be done. And we will stand here and we will be here. Even while Jim rests right now, he's literally, when I say he's resting, he's resting. And so Cindy called and said, Jim, you need to sleep. He's sleeping. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Right.
So all that to say, you can call us at 1-888-988-1588. And you can write a check. We can't take credit cards. And you can help stand with the ministry through electronic check. You can write us. You can call us. P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. And you can also do electronic check that way as well. It's super easy. And then if there's any products on there that you'd like to see or have, then order those. You need to get yourself prepared. You know, we might have a short little window of time here. You know, they're saying that even this virus, once we get through a little bit of this, what we're going through now, it could come back a second, you know, wave. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not the leader. I'm not the president. But I will say this, that if it comes back, you should prepare right now. You should get some of the generators we have. You should get some food that we have. You should get some of these things and prepare yourself so you're not a victim and having to depend upon anybody else. And so, and then therefore you can help others too. It's a great way to show people, you know, when we were in the inner city, Mondo, even when Monticello was a little girl, when she was just a baby little girl, I would go down to the inner city where her original family was from. And what I did was I was always teaching all these little kids about Jesus and that Jesus loves them and all that. But the thing is, I never went down there and just started teaching them and doing little Bible stories about Jesus first. I always brought food with me to feed their empty little tummies. You got to feed them. Then they're going to listen to you. They're hungry. You got to feed them, physically hungry. So all that to say, there's so many ways to, you know, get ready to help other people and minister to other people through a very practical way like that.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things is getting prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to bring the news up because we're seeing a surge as the country's opening back up. The fears of the coronavirus and the pandemic is growing far more greater than what the media is telling us. And one of the headlines right now, 3,000 daily deaths by June due to the coronavirus. As we're reopening back up, city after city are bracing themselves to the surge of the coronavirus infections rising. This is not stopping anytime soon. Again, it's not about fear. It's about having faith to prepare and to know what's coming. Again, I love Amos 3:7 that God does nothing unless he revealeth the secrets unto his prophets. And the prophets are still warning that there's more things to come that are going to be far greater than what we can expect. If this is the window of what Matthew 24:7, and if we're seeing Revelation 6 play out and the horses are out of the barn and we're seeing famine and we're seeing the plague, the church's greatest hour, and I've heard Dad say this many times, the church's greatest hour is this hour of crisis, because we can preach the gospel revival is going to come out of this crisis like never before. And people are having encounters with Christ by themselves in their home. You know, that we've seen reports of Bibles being sold out in America. People are getting back. Sure, you know, there's a lot of devastation taking place. Famine is taking place. The locust is taking place in South Africa and Pakistan and China. And we're seeing all these biblical proportion events taking place. But on the other hand, we're also seeing that the revival is taking place in Americans' homes. We're seeing Iran having a revival of Christians. We're seeing South Korea, of course, having revivals in the midst of this pandemic. We're seeing the Bible, you know, literally coming to life in places and events like we never expected. This is the hour where we support the ministries. This is the hour that David Wilkerson prophesied in his book, Vision and Beyond, of events taking place out of control, weather out of control. But at the same time, when people repent from their evil ways and they turn from their evil and wicked ways, the Bible says that the land will be healed.
Not just people. He said, my people. We all know that scripture.
No, absolutely.
It's my people.
All these events, all these headlines that we're talking about today gives you the opportunity to prepare. this food that we're supplying you with is a 30-year shelf life supply of food buckets that you're not going to be able to see in the next few months. Why? Because as this thing is dying down and they're getting ready for the fall, the second wave, mm-hmm. the prices are going up. We're seeing the prices in the meat supply surging because of the lack of meat. We're seeing, you know, simple things as beans and rice are going to cost more. In Venezuela right mm-hmm. now, that a dozen eggs are worth a whole month wages right now. The experts are predicting that this can take place in America. Why? We're seeing the economy probably at its lowest since probably 2008. Mm-hmm. We're seeing unemployment of millions of people unemployed, standing in line waiting for food. Why not be ready food that can help you get through this crisis? When we're talking about the meal extenders of the pinto beans, that's 4 gallons of pinto beans, right. 4 gallons of the rice bucket, 4 gallons of the oats. This right here will give you a peace of mind. And all it is $255 donation to the ministry, mm-hmm. which, by the way, shipping and handling is included in this offer. You can have a peace of mind knowing that you will have rice, you'll have beans, you'll have oats. That's you right. can mix and match your meals with it. If you already have the other food that we offer, which, by the way, I heard a rumor that we may be bringing back the, I don't even want to say the name. Don't say the name, she said.
We're working
but
on
we're
it.
We're working absolutely. On it. And in the meantime, get the Minutemen. Get some of this supplies in your hands before it's too late. You don't want to be that That's person right. standing in line. Yes. You don't want to have your family members standing in line for you. Believe me, hours and hours just to get lettuce, hours and hours just to get a little half a pound of beans and half a pound of rice. You don't want to be that. We witnessed that in Florida, and that was during a hurricane devastation in Florida. We saw it in Houston, Texas. That's People right. were standing in line.
Yes.
Their lives were disrupted. The headlines become real when it happens to you.
Right.
By the time it happens to you, it's already too late. That's Why right. not be prepared with food that will save your life? So give us a call right now, 1-888-988-1588, or you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or better yet, you can go to jimbakershow.com. And again, we're not using any credit cards. That's we can't right. process them right now, but we are taking cash. We are taking electronic checks. And it's very simple process when you go to the website. And, of course, our beautiful and amazing operators in the call center will walk you through the process when you get that.
That's right.
And we are so thankful for you, Cindy. I love you so much. Give Mike a big hug for me. And I can't wait until you get to come back to Morningside. Yes. I know. Amen. I feel the same way. Can't wait till you get to come back to Morningside.
Yes.
Or we get to go down there and see you.
Yeah, thanks for the honor. Tell Jim I love him. I'm praying for him.
Oh, I will. I'm going to tell him. He's going to be asking me all about these shows. So remember, we have to go. Our time is up. But remember what Jim always says. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for now. We love you.
Bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.